This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And today, I've kind of an unusual guest in the studio today because it's maybe not something you think about a lot. Ingles, of course, is based in North Carolina. We started in North Carolina right here in Asheville 53 years ago with our very first store on Hendersonville Road. Mr. Ingles started that store with his family. And now we have over 200 stores in six states, but our most of our operation is still here in the Asheville and Western North Carolina area. This is where our warehouse is, just down the road near Black Mountain. This is where all of our trucks come out of this area. So, you know, Western North Carolina holds a special place in our heart. And of course, North Carolina in general does. And so Ingles has always tried to support local food ventures, especially those in North Carolina. So I thought it'd be very appropriate to bring in somebody who really helps us achieve those goals of having North Carolina products in our stores, especially here in North Carolina. And that's Tony Haywood. And Tony is the retail marketing specialist for the state of North Carolina, for the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. I'm looking on his card here, Marketing Division. Hi, Tony.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Leah, really appreciate you. Yeah. Appreciate all that Ingles does supporting North Carolina farmers and products. Yeah. Just thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. So are you based in Raleigh? Raleigh, is that where your home office is?
It is, but I'm pretty much on the road a lot.
Are you really?
I cover the entire state, and as you already know, I'm in the preferred end of the state. I love my mountains.
Don't tell people in Raleigh that.
Hey, they already know it.
So do you, like, just drive around in a camper all the time? Is that pretty much you just...
Well, I don't have a camper, but we
that would be handy, though, right?
I'd be good with it. We used to have an RV that we use for events, but I'm on the road a lot with different events, as you're aware of.
Yeah. So what do you do? What's your job description kind of? Mm-hmm. In the short version, not the North Carolina Department of Ag version,
right, but just the short. Start quoting. Well, agriculture is the biggest industry in the state of North Carolina. It accounts for $84 billion a year.
I'm sure people don't realize that.
Yeah, it's huge. One-fifth of the workforce in North Carolina is in agriculture.
Mm, okay.
So huge, important part of our state economy. So consequently, it's important that we support those farmers and producers of North Carolina products any way we can. Like you were reading diligently off my card, that I am in the marketing division, and we do everything we can to help those farmers and producers to sell their products and to get the word out for them and to assist them in their marketing efforts.
So a lot of people, okay, let's talk about some of the primary products of North Carolina agriculture, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of people may not realize, I mean, that's a huge figure. You said 84 billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
Wow.
Yes.
So what are some of the top products that are grown, produced here, agricultural products in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Well, as we've talked about in the past, sweet potatoes were the number one sweet potato producer in the United States. So that's a huge, huge industry, and it's huge internationally. We export a lot of sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. Out of the country. Poultry, depending on what stats you want to look at, we're either number two or three in the nation. Mm. Pork, same thing. We're right there, number two or three. And, poinsettias, as you probably know up here, poinsettias, we're one of the top producers of poinsettias in the United States.
Wait a minute. So we're, so far we're all peas. We've got sweet potatoes. I'm quick, right? We've got sweet potatoes. We've got pork. We've got poultry. We've got poinsettias.
Right.
Is there another one? Is there another pea? Peanut? No, we're not a peanut.
We're a big producer of prawns.
Of what?
Shrimp.
Shrimp, prawns. Okay. Man, we're on a run there. Do we do peanuts? Because that would be
We're a big supplier of peanuts. We're not as high up in on the national level, but we turn out a ton, several brands. You guys carry a couple of them in your produce departments. But,
great.
Yeah, we do grow a lot of peanuts in North Carolina.
So what's really kind of fun, Tony, is, as you know, I've really been trying for the past probably 3 or 4 years to try and get around to some of these producers and meet them and tell their stories and do blog posts on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone to Scott Brothers Farm down near Lumberton? No, not quite that far.
In that area.
It's way down, way down east.
Right.
I have gone to Smithfield in Tar Hill, North Carolina, and met them.
Huge. Huge.
And I have blog posts on those folks if you're looking to learn a little bit more about those industries. I recently did one about beef. We are not a big beef producing state, I don't think.
No, probably. That's more so with the grass-fed. We do have some really high-end grass-fed.
Brass Town and Hickory Nut Gap,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and I've done a blog post about Van Wingerden that does all of our poinsettias out in Mills River, but they have a couple other facilities around the state. They're massive.
They're huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've not done anything on peanuts yet. I need to work on that, obviously.
We can certainly assist
and then
with that.
Mm-hmm. Shrimp, prawns. I would love to make that happen, too, because we do have North Carolina shrimp in our stores almost all year round.
Yes, you do. And I appreciate the signage. You have got to be NC signage. And thanks again to Ingles for allowing us to use the got to be NC signage in grocery, produce, and in the meat case to identify North Carolina products. We have a lot of consumers call in to us wanting to know how to identify those North Carolina products. And Ingles, you guys doing that is huge.
Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Hour. We're talking with Tony Haywood of the North Carolina Department of Agriculture. How can you identify North Carolina grown produced products? Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Hour. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Tony Haywood. Tony is a retail and marketing specialist for the North Carolina Department of Agriculture. So when you walk around an Ingles store and you see those signs and they're green, white, and there's a little bit of yellow in them too, right? Is it green, white, and yellow, or just green and white?
Yes, the ones in the store in the grocery area have got the BNC logo and the Ingles logo. The ones in produce are a little bigger, and they just have got to be NC.
So look for those got to be NC. So that identifies products that are made, produced, grown here in North Carolina. So how do we rate, Tony? Do you have a bunch of friends who do the same job in like different states that you talk to about? You know, how do we measure up in terms of local?
You guys are awesome. You do great. We do speak with the other ag departments in other states, particularly South Carolina. We have a good relationship with South Carolina and as well as the other states. You guys support local wall to wall, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think people don't realize that, how much we have. Yeah.
Right. And that's part of the reason. We appreciate you guys allowing us to do the signs to let people know, because like I was telling you before, so many people call in. They have no clue. How do I know this is North Carolina? We're trying to get the producers that are doing the shelf-stable items to put the Got to Be NC logo on their label.
Does that cost them anything if they want to put on?
Not at all. Membership is free.
Oh.
There's no charge, and we have a lot of supporting events. For example, the flavor shows, we do two a year, one in Raleigh and one in Charlotte.
Can you tell everybody what that is, the flavor shows?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. The flavor show is an opportunity for growers and producers to meet retailers and food service decision makers. And it's great for both sides.
Sure.
A farmer, sometimes they wouldn't have the time or the facilities to go around and meet all the retailers that they might sell to, whether they're in-state or out-of-state. Same goes for food service or chefs. It's great for the retailers and the food service folks because, again, they can go to one event in a 3 or 4 hour period of time, and they can meet literally hundreds of producers.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. If you're listening and you are, like Tony said, you're a decision maker for a restaurant or you're, I'm not going to tell other retailers to do this, but a decision maker for a restaurant, and you want to maybe feature more North Carolina grown or produced products, this is a, like he was saying, this is a great way to kind of one-stop deal. You walk mm-hmm. around and you can sample and meet people, look at the packaging, taste the quality of the products. And if you are a North Carolina grower, producer, this is your chance to get in front of people who could really put you on the map in terms of your product, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great event. Mm-hmm. Super fun. I mm-hmm. love it. So when and where are the next flavor shows?
The one in Raleigh will be March 22nd.
Okay.
And the one in Charlotte, which is actually in Concord, that one's in April. And I want to make sure. And that's April 11th.
Okay. I need mm-hmm. to put them on my calendar because those are super fun to go to. And
right.
a lot of times mm-hmm. I'll go and sometimes our different buyers will go or I'll go and bring ideas back to our different buyers. So that's really fun. So what about other kinds of resources? If somebody is a North Carolina grower producer, what mm-hmm. are some of the other advantages to kind of getting tied in with the Department of Agriculture? What kinds of other things can you help them with?
We try to keep them up to date on current trends and things going on. For example, growers, if they're not already, they need to be aware of GAP certification mm-hmm. and to know how to get that. Sometimes we can assist them with some grant funding to help them with that.
And GAP stands for Good Agricultural Practices, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a continually changing. It's very important to be able to – that sweet potato has to be traceable down to knowing what field mm-hmm. and what row it came out of because of food safety. It's a huge, huge part of agriculture.
And that's something a lot of people also don't realize is that Ingles requires that of our growers, that they mm-hmm. be GAP certified, either – already GAP certified or in the process of becoming GAP certified. And as Tony was explaining, that GAP certification is really for our food safety so that to make sure that there's certain regulations about pesticide and pesticide handling and application, soil quality, water quality, and its traceability. So should something happen and you get sick, they can trace that back, as Tony was saying, to the field and the row where that item was grown. So a lot of farmers who don't want to do the GAP certification won't be able to sell to a retailer, and they're going to be selling at maybe a roadside stand or their farmer's market. But many of your larger producers are going to be GAP certified, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So education, we've got these events to do. I know you mm-hmm. also try and keep the local farmers and producers in the know about opportunities to get, grants and funding and things like that.
Yes. Occasionally, and it's, there's no real regularity to it. Those grants will come available, like I mentioned, for GAP certification, but also for expansion, different kinds of labeling.
Sure.
Or if you're able to, you know, put even there. Occasionally, we may have funds if you can put "Got to be in C" on your boxes, or in the case of melons, the bins that you put in the stores. I know we have some farmers who utilize our logo to put on that, just so people can, without question, know that that's North Carolina product.
And so to find out more information about North Carolina Department of Agriculture, you can find that on the internet. Mm-hmm. Again, North Carolina Department of Agriculture. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. You know, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that I really try and promote a lot of our local farmers, vendors, suppliers, brewers, cider makers on the show. And that's a real important piece for Ingalls too. And we have events that you can come to that are our Taste of Local events. We have a couple coming up in January that you want to put on your calendar. January 5th will be our Taste of Local in our Brevard, North Carolina stores from 3 to 6 p.m. The Brevard store is right by Brevard College, right near Main Street Brevard. And we should have about probably over 20 local farmers and vendors there on Thursday, January 5th. And then on Thursday, January the 26th, we're having another Taste of Local event. We don't usually have two a month, but we're going to kind of do something special in January. And that's going to be at our store in Weaverville. So that's Thursday, January the 26th from 3 to 6 p.m. And there will be probably at least 20, maybe even as many as 25 local farmers, vendors, and suppliers that'll be there. Just kind of working your way around the store, there'll be some local produce. We usually always have maybe somebody from Sunny Creek Farm Sprouts that's down Tryon. New Sprout Organic Farms will be there quite frequently. We have a brand new local vendor in our produce department, Smiling Hara Tempe. She'll be there for a lot of these events. We have bread people like Annie's Breads out of Asheville and City Bakery out of Asheville. We'll have Roots Hummus that's out of Asheville. In the meat department, we'll have Sunburst Trout, Brasstown Beef, Hickory Nut Gap Beef. Then we have a slew of people in the grocery department, so that we usually have Firewalker Hot Sauce and Crooked Condiments and Allie's Bar and Monkey Foods and Charlie King's and Old Mule and Tad McBride. And, of course, our milk. A lot of people don't realize our Laurelin milk is from local dairy farmers. The majority of that milk is coming from right here, about 100 miles outside of Asheville at the most. It's from local dairy farmers. And then we're going to have, usually Van Wingerden makes an appearance and gives away free plants too. So they're nice. Out of Mills River. And then we always have beer and cider. And sometimes Biltmore will be there with wine. So we try and do it up. It's fun. You've been to our Taste of Local.
And let me just say that Ingalls is really setting the bar high doing these local
That's
events. I know of no other retailer in the state that is taking it to that extent.
Yeah, so
I want to thank you for doing that.
Thanks.
Yes, I've been to quite a few and I really enjoy them.
Thanks.
It's
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Come hungry, folks. If you come to a Taste of Local,
<That's right. laughs>
be sure you come hungry, because it is just so fun to walk around and sample things. And the people who you sample from are not demo people that we hire. These are actually people who have made these products, who are so proud to introduce you to, whether it's a barbecue sauce or bread or beef. They're so proud to be able to tell you the story behind those North Carolina grown and produced products. And, you know, Tony, I feel like in Western North Carolina especially, we have a really exceptionally vibrant local food community for the area itself, a small area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
yes.
flat like Eastern North Carolina. We mm-hmm. got all these mountains and
yes.
valleys and parks and things. But
mm-hmm.
do you feel that way too?
Yes. In fact, the diversity of the agriculture in this area, people throughout the country just don't realize. We're the fourth most diverse state in agriculture in the United States.
Wow.
We We have so many seasons, so many different kinds of soils.
Yep.
And up here in the Asheville, in the western part of the state, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The variety, and everybody thinks we have extremely short seasons here. Not necessarily, and not with some of the innovations with the farmers. Agriculture is just moving forward with tunnel.
Hoop houses
and that kind of thing. I mean, we can extend the seasons,
yep.
and there's just so much variety. Just a sidebar, and this is just an example of the diversity. A lot of people don't realize this. At the state fair in Raleigh this year, the wine that won for the whole state was a pomegranate. And that pomegranate, 100% was grown in the state of North Carolina.
I had no idea.
Absolutely.
Where are they growing pomegranates in North Carolina?
It is in eastern North Carolina.
I would think.
But because pomegranate's more of a warm season.
Yeah, if you go to eastern North Carolina, you're almost tropical there. That's where all the sweet potatoes or the majority of sweet potatoes are being grown in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Like I visited, and it's just acres and hundreds of acres of sweet potatoes. And sweet potatoes, I found out, Tony, when I went, are part of the Morning Glory family. They're all these vines. They look very tropical.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't do as well up here in the mountains, but you can, you can grow a lot of sweet potatoes in eastern North Carolina.
Absolutely.
And we can grow cabbage up here in the high mountains.
Wonderful cabbage.
You can't grow cabbage down in the east the same
Not
way.
Not really. Too warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing. One industry I don't want us to forget, and I know you guys are very aware of it, that we support heavily is the Christmas tree industry.
How can we forget those guys?
We're right in the heart of their season.
Yeah, and I have, and it takes a long time to grow a Christmas tree. That's
Absolutely.
A big dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, we've seen our Christmas trees from Western North Carolina end up at the White House.
Absolutely.
So that's super exciting. We have some beautiful Christmas tree farms up on the higher elevations where you need those cold nights to really, keep those trees growing the way they're supposed to. But yeah.
Absolutely.
So folks, whether you're looking for, when you're in an Ingles store, whether you're buying a Christmas tree or a wreath, or whether you're looking for milk, look for that got to be NC label.
Yes.
That tells you that the products are grown and produced in the state of North Carolina. We really appreciate all of the support and efforts of the North Carolina Department of Agriculture. They are definitely a good friend to Ingles. Since we're a North Carolina-based company, it's important that we work with North Carolina Department of Agriculture. It's always great to see Tony.
Thank you.
And always great to have him show up at our events and visit with us. So thanks so much, Tony, for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle.
Thanks for having me, Leah. Thank you.